What really happened that legendary Christmas Eve on the battlefield in 1914 during the Great War, as it was then called, not yet labeled World War I? This was, after all, the war to end all war. We were assured there would be no World War II. This was also to be a quick war, over in no time. But it became obvious in those bleak days of November that the Great War would not be over by Christmas, as predicted on all sides. The British troops in the trenches in Flanders were cold and wet, and here it was Christmas, a miserable Christmas Eve. From the BBC broadcast, Peace in No Man's Land, and directly read from messages from the soldiers who endured that Christmas, the following is a recollection from one who lay in the damp British trenches on his side of the barren no man's land. It was a Christmas card Christmas Eve. There was beautiful moonlight, frost on the ground, almost white everywhere. And round about, I think it's 7 or 8 in the evening, we heard this singing and a lot of commotion, and we saw some lights. I don't know what they were. Some lights and later singing. Well, I thought, this is a very different Christmas. This is going to be different from any I've ever spent up until now, feeling pretty miserable altogether. Then all of a sudden, more lights appeared along the German trench, and I thought, that's a funny thing. And then the Germans started singing. Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. I shall never forget it. I thought, what a beautiful tune. I woke up, well, all the other sentries did the same thing, and we all woke up, the other people, to come along and see this. What on earth is going on? They finished their carol. We applauded them, and then we thought, we must retaliate in some way. So we replied with the First Noel. When we finished that, they all began clapping, and they struck up another favorite carol of theirs, O Tannenbaum. And so we went on. First the Germans singing one of their carols, then we would sing another of ours. Then we started up, O Come All Ye Faithful. And the Germans immediately joined in singing the same thing in Latin, Adestis Fidelis. Well, I thought this was a rather extraordinary thing, really, to think of two nations singing the same carol in the middle of a war. I shall never forget it. My own Christmas wish to you is peace on earth, goodwill to men. May we have peace in our time and in times to come for our children and our children's children. Merry Christmas.